I know an entrepreneur when I see one. I see one in the Allstate Showcase studio right now. Her name is Susan Figner. She is president of Pursue, P-U-R-S-U-E, Inc. It's a relationship management training company. She's also an executive coach. Good to have you aboard.
Thanks.
When did we run into each other? It was years ago, wasn't it?
5 years ago, we were introduced by a mutual colleague.
And you were working out of the Sears Tower. It was still called the Sears Tower then.
It was called the Sears Tower.
Now, you know, not everybody is a hard-charging, charismatic story of success in the professional world, whether you're a teller or a teacher or even a big-shot executive. There is anxiety, there are doubts, there are insecurities, and there's some real challenges. And these things can hang you up when you want to get a job, when you want to get a raise, when you want to get a promotion. And we look around, we see the economy is doing pretty well. We know that corporate profits are doing really well. The stock market is doing really well. But a lot of people in the middle, sort of the middle class, are not feeling that. I saw a stat that came out a few weeks ago, and it talked about that with gas prices so low, they were expecting a real surge in consumer spending. It didn't happen. And in follow-up interviews, they found that people weren't as confident about their own sort of personal economies. And so there's still a lot of anxiety out there in the work world. Do you see that in your business as a consultant and a coach?
Yes, Bill. It has actually changed. The business landscape, you know, the work landscape has changed over the past 7-8 years. And what's happening is that people need to be relevant today, and they need to put their best foot forward. And a lot of them don't know what to do.
All right, be relevant. So what's different today as opposed to 10 plus years ago?
A lot of competition. A lot of competition. Companies are taking much longer to hire and to promote, and they're not getting back to you. So it's very scary. Same thing when if you are an entrepreneur. You know, same thing for me. What used to take 30 to 90 days to close business takes 90 days to 2 years. So there's a much longer span that is changing. So individuals need to position themselves and get ready for that job promotion, for that job change, if whatever it is, if they're adapting to a new culture.
And you believe what I actually practice too in my work as a corporate consultant, and that is the importance of first impressions, how you carry yourself, how to speak and move with confidence and authority and enthusiasm. These things are just critical in getting people to notice you.
Absolutely. It's all about your executive presence today. So you can start with some of the easies, like visual presentation.
Let me stop you there. That word, that term, executive presence.
Yes.
What I find is that a lot of people I coach from the corporate world, these so-called executives, feel that because they are, say, speaking in a professional business setting, that they adopt all kinds of unnatural presentation tics. They get serious. Wow. They don't act normal. They speak in a very serious kind of voice. They don't show anything about their humanity, their individuality, because they think, wow, it's business, therefore mm-hmm. it's serious. And they sort of suppress those kinds of qualities that are the most attractive qualities in
yes.
an individual.
It's your authenticity. It's really about speaking from your head and your heart, so that emotional intelligence is just as important. And for them to be relevant, they're going to need to step out of their comfort zone. A lot of us don't want to do. We want to do what's easy. We don't want to have to make change. And I don't know about you, Bill. I have to go through a lot of change myself.
Yeah. Do what's easy or do what we think we're expected to be like.
And don't be canned and rehearsed. So that's when you speak from your heart and your head. There's a nice balance. And then people really get to know you, and you have more fun in your job. You get noticed, your confidence, your mojo's there.
Yeah. How about we do a little role play?
Okay.
And let's pretend. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
I mean, you can ask me questions, or let me start asking you. So I'm a recruiter, say, and you're Susan Figner coming in for a job. And I ask that kind of scary, open-ended question that is always asked. So, Susan, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I would start, Bill, with something very simple. Start at the top layer. So if I'm a coach and I'm looking to...
Let's have you fully role play.
You are a
coach, and this is role playing now. So Susan, I don't have a lot of time here, but just tell me something about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm an executive coach and a trainer, and I've been doing this now for about 23 years. And what I'm known for, Bill, is for helping people to take them out of their comfort zone. I like to uncover those untapped skills and talents. I like to provide the correct strategies and support that will help them to tap into those skills and talents, and then help them to discover how they can use it in their career, whether it's in vying for a new job, whether it's being promoted, whether it's working with a new client, or starting your own business, an encore career.
Yeah, that's your elevator speech, so to speak, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Ask me a question.
Okay, Bill, so tell me. So you've been doing what you've been doing now for a while. You're going to be changing and adapting.
Yeah,
you know,
the
as
podcast
you're,
world. Uh-huh.
Exactly, and that. So what are you known for? What do you love to do that gets you excited every day?
You know, Susan, that's a great question, because I find, you just made the point, it's how important to speak from your heart. I speak from my heart, and I think people really respond to that, that I'm not artificial, there's no ego here, there's not something you're getting that's not really part of my nature, is that I'm a genuine, all-American, no-nonsense guy who just speaks, calls it straight.
And you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's
like
my
that.
Little
good.
Take.
And it's good. And that's exactly what you do. And you have that energy, and that's what I like. And people are looking for that energy and confidence and positivity.
You know, there's a guy named, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Shanta Narayan. He is the head of Adobe. And he has said, I read this in Newsweek several years ago, when I'm hiring somebody, yeah, I do all the usual stuff, background checks, I look at their resume, references, etc. But there's one thing that I'm really looking for. He said, it's a spark in the eye.
Yeah.
And to me, that means enthusiasm, passion.
Yeah.
And those are the most infectious qualities. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, nothing of significance was ever achieved without enthusiasm. To me, that is kind of the key. That if you're a finance and accounting person, if you're somebody who's doing maybe what you think is not an essential job, if you're trying to get a better job, you better convince that person that it is your passion. Yeah.
Show up, because you know what? There are possibilities, there's opportunities all around you. So when you show up with your A game, guess what? You start to get noticed. Doesn't make any difference whether you're a security guard. When you're greeting people and you're letting them know and you have that eye contact, you start to get noticed. So it doesn't make any difference if you are in a frontline type of job role or a middle manager or an executive. You have that spark, you invite people in, and then they start to get to know you and ask you questions.
And that's
questions.
Really a differentiator, because a lot of people are focused on all the reasons they think they should be nervous, say, in a job interview. They're very self-focused, and they feel the butterflies. They express the butterfly, the churning that's going on within, and they kind of torpedo their chances because of that.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. That's why you want to start talking and connecting with people right away. As soon as you get up in the morning, you know what? Stop at the coffee shop.
I do the same thing.
Practice.
You absolutely have
to
practice.
Exactly,
because in a sense, you're rewiring your brain.
Yes.
You're changing your default way of how you come across to the world. You know, people will tell me, well, Bill, because you've got this big, larger-than-life kind of personality. I wasn't always this way. I had to make
Thank you. Develop that muscle.
Well, yeah, brain muscle. And it is a rewiring exercise.
Yes.
And it takes time. And you've got to use motivation and desire to get to the end game, because it does... You know, it takes a number of months to change yourself.
And you practice wherever you go. It doesn't really make any difference. Whether you're in a meeting, you're going to have that same kind of energy. Whether you're in a networking event, you're going to have that energy. But I when I leave my house in the morning,
showtime.
The first thing, it's showtime.
Yeah.
And this way, when you're ready, people will respond.
Susan Figner, president of Pursue Incorporated. What's your website?
PUR-SUE.com.
Where'd you come up with that name?
Pursue. I hired someone to create that brand for me.
Okay, that's right.
Yes.
Knowing what vendors to get and not what to do by yourself if you're not an expert in that area.
That's exactly
so. Let's
right.
open the phone. If you've got a question for Susan, she can help you. Why don't you go down the list? If you want a job, you feel you deserve a raise, if you want a promotion, what else?
If you just need to up your game, you know, you're not quite sure. You're in a new leadership role. Maybe you're going through an encore career and you want to start to get noticed.
312-981-7200. You like the waving going on here in the Allstate
Showcase?
I like it.
Yes.
We love waving at you out there.
On this beautiful day.
I'm Bill Mahler, back with calls and conversation in just a sec. Back with Susan Figner from Pursue Incorporated. Let's see if we can wade through some calls. Hi there. Aaron, you're on WGN.
I just tuned in. I just got back in the car from an appointment, but I heard her talking about, just a natural enthusiasm and a smile. And I do have to say, I do not have a college degree, but I found an opportunity, and I went to apply for the job and for an interview. And now, granted, I already had a job, but it was not a well-paying job. It was just a job. And the when I walked in for the interview, they didn't tell me this right away, but when I was hired, they said they could tell the minute they saw me in the waiting room that I was the person for the job because of my natural smile and the sparkle in my eye.
Were you sitting up? Were you consciously aware of being different or something?
Well, you know, I think I was standing because I was under the impression I was going to be walking in the room, you know, in a minute. But I knew I was there. But yeah, I was excited that this was a possible opportunity for me. And I should say, you know, I already had a job, but this was a good job, you know, where I was going to be able to make enough money to buy my house and, you know, do all that. So when I, you know, just from them noticing,
yeah,
you know, that I was happy. I was just a happy person.
Good for you.
And they, after I was hired, they said that's why they did it. They could see it was a natural.
My sense is that you weren't thinking, I absolutely need this job. There's no desperation in your mind. You were kind of relaxed and just being yourself.
Right. I was just absolutely myself. But like I said, there was desperation. I mean, like I said, I had a job, but it was a minimum paying job. And, you know, I wasn't doing very well. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, I thought, you know, if I get this, great. If not, I can, you know, I'm still okay, but it would be so much better if I had this job.
Aaron, if I can just interrupt you for a moment.
Yes.
This is an area where a lot of people, they missed that first impression opportunity. So you left, you showed up with, it's showtime. You had that nice, warm, sincere smile. You actually exuded confidence. They noticed that. It's your nonverbal, and 95% of that first impression is nonverbal. So they picked up on that right away, and then they went into that interview.
Interesting. I guess that is what they told me. They said the first thing they noticed was my mm-hmm. smile, and it seemed real, you know.
Good. And authentic.
And it worked. That's just me. I am.
Well, good. That's good news. Don't lose it. Keep it up in your new job and beyond.
Good for you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Here's a call from 331 area code. This fellow is a security officer. He's been that way for 15 years. I'm assuming it's a he. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Has tried to move into management. So far has failed to make it. Is it possible there might be a stigma associated when somebody wants to make a leap? What would you advise that person, only knowing that we can't talk to them?
I would look at their differentiators, what really makes them stand out. They were a security officer. Think about how you solve problems and add value. And I want you to really come up with a couple of success stories and case examples of what made you good in that specific role.
Yeah, they want to
role.
See metrics.
That's exactly
But also
what
the
they
point that Aaron was making and that you have been making, and
yeah,
I guess me
impression.
Too, is that just being upbeat and
energy.
Yeah. And you know, even in the face of rejection, I think it's important to be positive
yes.
too.
Yes.
Because you never know how things can come around again.
Guess what? You know what? We're going to go through rejection. So it's just going to help you to build that muscle. And the more you go through it, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, look at what your differentiators.
Isn't there a song with that lyric? Start all over again.
Exactly.
But that's true. You have to dust it off and not internalize it and allow that to be down on yourself, because people get into this attitude of, it always happens to me. I just knew it.
Good support system. You need a good support system when you're going through those challenges.
That could be a spouse, or
exactly.
it might just be...
Or it might not be. It might be a colleague. It could be a mentor, a role model, coach. It could be any of them. A good support system.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Charlie here. Why don't you just let it go there, Dan? I'll put him on. Hi, Charlie. You're on WGN.
Hi, how are you guys?
What's the challenge
Hi.
For you?
Well, the challenge for me is I owned my own business for almost 30 years, and that included, you know, gas stations and coffee shops. And I know all the business aspects from top to bottom. The only thing is, in the 80s, I went to college. I didn't finish college, even though I had a 4.0 GPA, but finances stopped me from doing it. And I held on a job as a general manager for a big company, but it was overseas. And now everybody that I applied for here, nobody calls back. So I don't know, is that because of the college degree missing, or am I applying for a job that people feel like, if I apply for a manager at a place and they see my resume being a CEO of a company and a general manager and the accomplishments I've done over the years, and it's just frustrating that I don't get any calls back.
Charlie, you might need to be a little bit more focused because I'm hearing that you're coming from a number of different places. Number one, a self-limiting belief about not having a college degree. So when you have that stinking thinking, that's what's going to be showing up. So instead, focus on your successes, come up with some very specific case examples. And when you are leaving a message, ask them for a courtesy call. That I have to do that. Same thing for me. I can call prospects all the time, and then they don't get back to me. So I try this, and this typically works. I will call, and I'll just say, hi, you know, this is Susan. I'm just following up with the information I'd sent you or the proposal. I haven't heard back from you. I left two voicemail messages. Would you kindly give me a courtesy call just to let me know if we're still moving forward or on the back burner?
Charlie, thanks so much. Real quick, Susan, being late for an interview is, that can be a deal breaker. But if it happens, this is a caller from 815 wants to know, do you apologize? What would be the advice if you're late for an interview?
Yeah, if you're late, well, that's exactly what I would do. Don't put a lot of emphasis. I apologize. I ran late.
Excited. Don't become a floor manager.
No,
I'm so sorry.
No.
God,
keep
I never
it real
do
simple.
This.
Don't focus on that. I'm excited about the interview. And
move on to
can
the,
we get started?
Move on to positive topics as quickly as you can.
Exactly.
Susan, thank you so much. She's the president of Pursue, Inc., and the website, again, is
PUR-SUE.com. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Susan.